Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting formation. Dart. Is he going to take off again? He might have to, but no, he finds an open man and hits him. Robinson stays in bounds. Robinson's going to go all the way for a touchdown.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Al Michaels with the call last night on Amazon Prime. Here's to you, Wandale Robinson. How about the Amazon Prime postgame show? Cam Scatabo and Ryan Fitzpatrick taking off their shirts in synchronized fashion. Like, I'm being honest here. Like, I actually believe that the Giants are the coolest team in the NFL right now. They're the swaggiest team in the NFL. What NFL team is swaggier right now than the New York Football Giants? I want someone to tell me. Am I wrong? Is there a swaggier team right now than the New York Football Giants? It doesn't mean that the Giants are going to win a lot of games, but I'll tell you what, they are a ton of fun to watch right now. Are they going to keep it up? With the win, the Giants improve to 2-4, and I mean, really, should have beaten the Saints last weekend, but you don't want to cry over spilled milk, and they did turn the ball over 5 times. Probably a deserved loss. So the Giants at 2-4. And the vibes are through the roof at the moment. And part of that, candidly, and I'm always honest with the audience, right? Like, I'm a Giants fan. I'm a native New Yorker. Like, the energy right now, like, it's kind of, like, palpable. Like, you can feel it in the city. I'm in Staten Island. I'm not in Manhattan. But you know what? You can still feel it. You can feel it. The excitement is through the roof. Now, this is where I have to take my fan hat off. Where, you know, this is 13-year-old Nick Costos. I'm like, the Giants are not losing another game the rest of the season. And I'm super excited, and I'm planning a trip. Asking my dad to plan a trip to the Super Bowl, because we going. And let's have an honest conversation about how the rest of the year is going to go for the Giants. Because if we are going to be objective about it, the team is really not very good. Like, they're not. The Malik Nabers injury absolutely destroys this receiving core. And they were able to get away with it last night against the Eagles. And they lose Quinyon Mitchell in the game, and like that, we'll get to the Eagles. But when Lil Jordan Humphrey, who's just called up off the practice squad, is like the primary deep threat, it's like you got no chance over the balance of a 17-game schedule if this is what you're doing. The secondary stinks, and I understand that Cordell Flott had that interception. Which, by the way, we don't have to save this. That is 100% on Jalen Hurts, that interception. Like Flott, I could have caught that pass. That's as bad as it gets from Jalen Hurts. Secondary stinks. The offensive line played great last night. I don't think the offensive line is really that good, even though Andrew Thomas is excellent at left tackle. This team's got issues. I don't think they're a playoff team. I would love if they made it. I don't think they're a playoff team. And just to say this, because maybe you're out there listening and watching, saying, well, you're saying they should bring Brian Daboll and Joe Shane back. How could you say that if, like, the team's not good in year four of the regime? Well, like, if they get the quarterback right, and we feel like Dart's the guy, we all collectively feel that way heading into next season, and when this season's over, then yeah, like, they should probably come back. And it doesn't give me pleasure to say that, but I also don't really dislike saying it as long as the quarterback's good, because it's obviously what matters the most. So the team's not great, right? Despite the win last night. Despite two wins in three games and beating the Chargers and the Eagles. I still don't think the team's that good. And I think that's objectively honest. And now we talk about the schedule. Next week, at the Denver Broncos, where look-ahead markets have the Giants more than a touchdown dog. And my sense is the Broncos will remain more than a touchdown favorite at home because they will take care of business against the Jets in London on Sunday. So more than a touchdown dog in that game. Then they travel to Philadelphia. Does anyone think the Eagles will be looking for revenge after what happened last night? And this is why I don't want to get too crazy about this and troll Eagles fans too much, because it's not like they play again in week 18. Like, this is week 8 they play. Not great. I guess it could go well. On paper, maybe not. Home Niners, where ostensibly the Niners will be healthier than they are now. They could probably get Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings in that game. At the Bears. Home Packers. At the Lions. God. At Drake May and the New England Patriots. And then you get the bye week. What do the Giants need to do over this stretch heading into the bye that'll make you feel decent about the team heading into next year? The Giants' new win total for the season at BetMGM is 5.5. Juice towards the under. Just a little, but juice towards the under. So the Giants have to win 4 more games in order to cash that adjusted win total right now at BetMGM. So ask yourself this question. I'm gonna read the teams again, and you, the listener and the viewer, in your head, shout out to the Cranberries. That's Zombie from the late 1990s. Great song. Think in your head, how many games do the Giants win? Again, at Denver, at Philly, home Niners, at the Bears, home Packers, at Lions, at the Patriots, heading into the bye. It's brutal, right? Coming out of the bye, though, it's not the worst closing schedule for Big Blue. 3 out of 4 games at home. Home Commanders. Home Vikings. And who knows who's going to be starting a quarterback for Minnesota. At the Raiders. And home against the Dallas Cowboys in Week 18. Does that change your mind at all about 5.5 wins, given what they were able to accomplish last night, and honestly, what they were able to accomplish a couple weeks ago beating the Chargers? This is not like I'd bet my house on it, but if you're taking a look at that adjusted win total for Big Blue, I think I like the over. The pass rush is obviously good, and this team's got moxie. Now, moxie's not enough to get you into the postseason, and I'm not harboring any illusions of the Giants being a playoff team. I don't think they're a playoff team. Can they finish 7-10? And if they do, with that schedule, should Brian Daboll and Joe Shane come back? I actually think the answer to that question, I can't believe I'm saying it, is yes. You bet on this Friday. Man, that was great last night. It was great for me, great for Giants fans. Was not the best sports night for Philadelphia. And obviously the game that everybody was paying the closest attention to was the Flyers, who lost. We'll get to the Phillies coming up in a little bit. But the Eagles, to quote Buzz's girlfriend from Home Alone, woof. My preseason NFC champion. I doubled down on Monday, as in 5 days ago, after the Eagles lost to the Broncos on Sunday and said, I'm sticking with the Philadelphia Eagles as my NFC champion. Still think the Eagles are the best team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a little sketchier now after what we saw last night. A little sketchier. Now, I'm going to make some excuses for the Eagles before we really criticize them, but I am going to make a couple excuses for them. Excuse numero uno, Jalen Carter didn't play in the game. He matters a lot. Excuse numero dos, Landon Dickerson didn't play in the game. He matters a lot. And excuse numero tres, Quinyon Mitchell left the game. He's their best corner by a long shot. And Cooper DeJean's good also, but Mitchell's a boundary corner. That matters a lot. So when the Eagles get fully healthy, and I'm talking the three guys that missed last night, and when they get Nolan Smith back, and like Nolan Smith is not exactly Reggie White, but they need him rushing the passer. They got no juice right now off the edge. Got to get Nolan Smith back. And I actually think, and I want everyone to remember this name, and we talked about him in August and in early September when the Eagles swung that trade with the Las Vegas Raiders. When Jacorian Bennett comes off IR, he was placed on IR a couple weeks ago along with Nolan Smith, I think he immediately becomes the Eagles' number two corner because Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson can't play. When the Eagles get healthier, I still think they're the most talented team. But the big difference between this Eagles team and last year's team, in addition to Kellen Moore not being there and disgrace to Italians, Kevin Petullo running the offense, the depth isn't really there. Everybody's got to be healthy. You can't take pieces out of the Jenga tower for this year's Philadelphia Eagles team and really get away with it. Like, you just can't do it. And you saw it manifest itself last night in this loss to the Giants. Like, you can't lose Landon Dickerson because the guy that's filling in is no good. Brett Toth, abused by Brian Burns and others, mostly Brian Burns. You can't lose Nolan Smith because he got no juice off the edge rushing the passer. Think about how good that pass rush was last year. Like, you can make it work if you've got everybody. When you don't got everybody, it doesn't look that great for the Eagles. I'm not willing to bury this team yet by any stretch of the imagination. You know, they had a rough stretch. They were 2-2 through four games last year. They're 4-2 now. Like, of course they can still get it together. Of course they could still win the NFC. Hell, they could win the Super Bowl still. But this ain't a good run out. And for as good as the vibes are with the Giants at 2-4, it's the diametric opposite for the Eagles at 4-2. And the Eagles on offense, besides for Petullo, have got two big issues. Number one, I'll do like my McLaughlin group. Issue number one, the first issue. The offensive line is not as good this year as it was last year. It's just not. It isn't. especially with Dickerson not healthy. Lane Johnson's been in and out of the lineup. Becton's gone, and Tyler Steen hasn't been great filling in. That's the first thing. So I don't think it's like Saquon Barkley's shot or doesn't have it anymore. I think this line's not as good. And the other thing. And I think I've earned enough credibility here with what I'm about to say as it regards this player. I'm a huge Jalen Hurts fan. And I would actually challenge anybody to find someone in the media that does what I do for a living, hosting a sports talk show, that likes Jalen Hurts more than I do. I don't think he sucks. I think he's awesome. Deserved to win Super Bowl MVP. He needs to play way better than he's playing. That interception that Cordell Flott picked off. First off, he's got AJ Brown wide open. That video's all over social media. Also, like, he's sitting there in the pocket. He's got time to throw. He locks in on Devontae Smith and throws like off his back foot, and a weak throw that Flott easily picks off. I'm just going to give a reference here that I don't know how many people will get, but you know what it reminded me of? In 2000, when the Giants lost to the Cardinals in Arizona, and Kerry Collins threw a pick right before halftime that Justin Lucas picked off for Arizona. It's like the same exact pass. And that was so bad that Jim Fossil stripped Sean Payton of the play calling duties and took over play calling. I'd say Sean Payton won that one in the end. Just saying. But that did happen. And that's what that pass reminded me of. Jalen Hurts has got to play way better. And one thing that you can say about Hurts that I think is fair, even if I think he's great, he's not Patrick Mahomes in the sense that he can be awesome and win games if things are falling apart around him. And people hear that and they get really mad, like it's an insult. Like, sorry, like Hurts is not on that level. He's not. But they won a Super Bowl. He was the MVP. Who cares? But people still get mad. He needs things to be really good around him. And right now, that's not the case. A.J. Brown's pissed, clearly. The offensive line isn't blocking as well, clearly. And his play hasn't been up to par. And the offensive coordinator might be a disgrace to Italians. This team's got issues. The Eagles today are third on the odds board to win the NFC, plus 500, behind the Lions and the Green Bay Packers. I don't really want to bet the Eagles right now, because I want to see what things look like moving forward here for Philadelphia. But I'll tell you what, I am not going to bury the Philadelphia Eagles. No way, no how. On the other side, we'll talk about another Philadelphia sports team that lost last night.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.